You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning here at Mix 100. Ready to play Rattle Off. Let's see who wants to jump on the air and play with us like Mark. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What was the best part of your weekend, Mark?
Returning a bunch of shoes that I ordered online.
Oh, man. Jealous. What was wrong with the shoes?
They're too narrow.
Got fat feet, huh?
Oh, wide foot Mark.
Yep.
Where'd you buy them from?
DSW, they had an awesome sale a couple weeks ago, so.
Look at you. They
all came back.
What kind of shoes? Like sneakers or dress shoes, flip-flops?
Dress shoes.
Yeah. Wow, you had a pretty cool weekend.
Yeah, I can't top returning shoes. That's it.
Man.
You're the champ. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You know, what can I say? I ask the question.
You got to expect
whatever answer, right? Here's the way it works. Mark, I'm going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples, all right?
All right.
Come on, Dr. Scholes. You can do it here.
I'm just imagining you last night, Mark, sitting on the couch, be like, what a great weekend I just had. This was a good weekend. I returned all those shoes.
Oh, God.
You know what's great is when you take those shoes off, if they're too narrow, because then
then
you take them off and you go, yes. Oh,
this weekend just got better.
My dogs were barking.
Oh, God.
What, you got like 6 toes on one foot, or what's going on? Why are they so wide?
Hey, you know what? I blame the manufacturers of those shoes. I've never worn those shoes before, so.
Oh, okay. Well, did you order wide?
You're blaming the manufacturer for having deformed feet?
Oh, God. Mark.
Okay.
Are you glad you called us?
What if you have one foot that's wide and one foot that's skinny? Then what do you do?
I do. My right one is wider than my left.
Well, what do? Do
you blame the manufacturer?
Do you shove toilet paper down in the second one or something?
I just let the right one suffer a little bit until the shoe's been broken in.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What a predicament.
Are you glad you called us this morning, Mark?
Well,
we know.
Yeah, I'm ready to play now.
We know all about your feet, man.
His little stinky feet.
Clip your toenails too, dude.
Oh God.
You know, I suppose you could take a knife and cut out the side of the shoe just a little bit. So
just let it air out. Yeah,
you can stick out a little bit.
Sticks out.
All right. Here's the way this. Mark, I'm going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, good. Let me give you the letters first so you have them firmly attached in your mind. The letters are P as in Paul, P as in peanut butter, and H as in Harry Houdini. P-H, got it?
P-H.
P-H.
Okay.
10 seconds, I need 5 words that start with PH. You can do it. Ready? And go.
Phone, phony, psychic, psychologist, philosophy, photo, photograph.
Yeah, I think when you kept going like that, you got past the whole psychology blunder. I think you got 5. You're a winner!
New shoes for Mark.
Baby needs new shoes.
We're sending you to Target, so go get some shoes.
They sell shoes at Target.
Yeah,
I don't know if they sell the, impossibly wide
giant shoe, feet, but.
Oh, God.
Listen, you're a really good sport for letting us beat you up this morning because you laughed through
anytime.
It.
Send us a picture of your feet, all right?
We need to see your abnormal feet.
Send it to our Facebook.
And not in shoes. We need them barefoot.
Regular feet.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then we're going to post them on our Facebook page. You okay with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Because our listeners want to see Mark's feet, which is also the name of a band, in case you didn't know.
Oddly shaped feet.
Mark's feet. Listen, stand by, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize. All right, buddy?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. What a good guy.
Good guy.
You know, he just sat there and let us just
took it,
give
huh?
him hell for his feet, and he never broke stride, man.
He's a good guy.